You can close the airport. Okay. Okay, thank you, honorable members. Good morning once again. Let me first start off by apologizing. It came to my attention that there was some confusion with regard to the venue and time. My profound apologies. Of course, it wasn't intended. Normally, we say it's a communication problem. So sorry, honorable members, from my good self and on behalf of the staff, for any confusion that might be. Now, I do not envisage that this meeting will take longer than 15 minutes, in fact. 30 is an overstatement. What we have is...
Let's explain why the chairperson is late.
Yes, I could explain, no problem. You see, in the workshop you gave the chairperson and the other members of the management committee the task to work through the program and bring a proposal.
Yeah.
So we are late because we wanted to make things easy for you.
Okay.
So that's a good problem.
Mm-hmm.
You see, that's a good problem. Yes. So thank you so much for your consent. It's duly noted. Now, there is one apology from Honorable Olomisa, as usual, it's telephoned. It's telephoning. He called to say that his secretary called to say that he can't make it. So let's note that telephonic apology. Honorable members, we have one issue on our agenda, that is the consideration of our annual business plan and the second term program. Honorable, it looks like you.
Maybe we should just take it as a principle that the policy is not being writing, because it's been there for the record. Because we can't confirm that the secretary spoke to you or you spoke to the secretary or to our committee. It's not being writing, and
okay.
I think we must make it clear for all members.
All right. That's generally accepted, honorable members.
Can you say happy birthday to Comrade Loretta?
Oh, okay. Oh. All right. I wasn't aware. I wasn't aware. Off the record, can you bring the red wine?
Happy birthday to you. You know how old are you?
Forty-nine.
Just? Is it 49?
49.
Wow.
Wow.
You're so fresh. I haven't heard you complaining. I haven't heard you complaining when fresh fruit or Vegiland advertise their fruit as fresh. I haven't heard any complaints. the honourable members, order.
You are eating our 15 minutes.
Can we get the legal advisor to explain what's
saying? Yes, Papu.
Okay, thank you. Or we may alternatively, have a motion in that regard in the House.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay, thank you, honourable members. Thank you so much, and happy birthday, Lolo. Yes, and may you have many more. Thank you so much. I'll go on down. Okay, honorable members. So we agree that in principle all apologies must be in writing.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Otherwise they will not be considered by this committee. Okay. So for now, note the apology on the fringes of the paper. The So then is the business plan and the second term program. Honorable members, what we tried to do was to capture the issues as they were raised in the in our workshop, including the priorities and how we so this was basically a matter of putting them in writing. So I don't know. Let's start with the annual business plan, right? Let's start with the annual business plan, honorable members. The oversight to the ARF area, supervisory visit to the United Nations, the bilateral visit to the bilateral mission in Washington, Cuba, the visit to Cuba, and then the then the regional integration issues, the public diplomacy outreach, and climate change. And then point six is the oversight visit to South African diplomatic mission. Now let me perhaps just point out, we will not go, we understand, I mean we dealt with, discussed this the issues, the substantive issues themselves, so we will not discuss those. We'll basically just look at whether indeed it captured, especially the structure of the program, whether indeed it captured, you know, what we set out to do. Now, I think there were four areas broadly. One was the issues of the ARF area. We said Sudan is our focus. So Sudan is captured there. The time frame is by the 11th, I mean, sorry, by November this year. The issue of the multilateral, especially the UNSC and our term in the Security Council, we noted the limit of the time of our membership of the UNSC. The proposal there is that it must take place between June and July. And then the issues of regional integration. We agreed that we need to have that workshop. Perhaps in addition to that, or maybe we should speak to it when we deal with the committee. Yeah, the other one, the comic, we will deal with the department one, we'll deal with when we engage the. But then there's the issue of the workshop that should take place by the 8th of June. And then we spoke about the public diplomacy outreach, that August of this year. The climate change issue, it's taking place in December at the conference itself. And the last one is the oversight visit to diplomatic missions. January to February 2011. In fact, from January to this year to February, actually March of next year. In terms of the year, we said we are is the end of the financial year. All right. So. So that is it, honorable members. Do you want to engage with them? And once we are done, can we have a mover for the adoption? Honorable Jacobus,
I would like to move as well. There's no problem with that. I just want to check whether the dates, especially for the oversight visit, do they fall in line with committee weeks or recess and stuff like that? Because I think we must really check the parliamentary program for that. So that we're not away when we should be here.
Yes. No, they do.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Then I move.
There's a mover, there's a seconder by Honorable Mubu. That one is done, out of the way. Honorable members, the draft plan. You will see some of the issues are the standard, you know, quarterly reports and so on that are required by Parliament and by law. So those are standard. What we have brought in though is the briefing on the MPGs as directed by the Speaker. And then the issue of, you will see, 1 June, the two last columns. I will somehow deal with the proposal as well. Mahau and September.
Mm-hmm.
I will somehow deal with that,
yes,
the proposal. So the last two columns, you will see those issues are the same. Sorry. Oh, sorry. You will see that the last two columns are basically the same issue. So what we have proposed is that we merge the two, that the briefing by the department forms part of that workshop, because it's one and the same issue. It doesn't make sense to have two separate meetings for the same issue. So those will then merge and be one. Okay? And then on the next page, the first two, the briefing by the department on Zimbabwe, and a briefing by the department on the submission from PASOK, are also one and the same thing. However, there has been a change. This organization met with our staff in advance on Monday. Was it Monday? Yes, on Monday. You know, to get a clear outline of the issues that they want to engage in and their proposals and so on. They have indicated that they have no desire to continue with this meeting anymore. They indicated that they are happy with the work that the department, in fact the department was part of that meeting as well, when they engaged on these issues. And they actually congratulated the department on the work that they are doing in Zimbabwe, and felt also that the events have overtaken the discussion of this issue, because a lot in the meantime has been taking place. There has been the engagement, for instance, of the Troika. There has been meetings that have taken place in terms of the summit and so on. So there's been a lot of developments that have been taking place to deal with these specific issues. So they felt that they have no desire to continue with the meeting anymore. So that then consequently falls off completely. Okay. The second part. However, the briefing by the department will continue. Right. We have proposed for a, what is that? What we have proposed as management is that we replace that briefing by Swaziland. That we have a briefing on Swaziland. Right? However, again, our fear is that we may be overtaken by events. Right? So what we have proposed is that tentatively at this stage, that we check whether it can be slotted in into next week. Right. The Easter of Fiwa, the island people. That we do that, right? Now, so we may do that. However, we will be trying to sort out with the department around the practicalities of some of these things. Because in addition to next week's briefing on the department, on the MDGs, there is also a public diplomacy workshop that will be taking place. The department requested they offered this training public diplomacy training. There is some organization that comes from overseas that is here. That is their only available time whilst in the country. So the view was that we take advantage of them being here. They were paid by the department, in fact, to come back for a whole host of other things that they are busy with here. But they had agreed to provide us with this training. Right? So we will be trying to sort that the logistics out in terms of this. If that's why I said tentatively, right? If it is not possible, given the time constraints, we may then have to shift Swaziland to the following week. Right. But we will do our utmost best to slot it in next week. Right. We'll try to tweak here and there, but we'll let you know in advance that whether we can see that. The workshop is going to be here in Parliament. It's going to be next week, the 20th and the 21st, but it's going to be, 19 and 20, sorry. 19 and 20, it's going to be two morning sessions. We will send you the notices well in advance, and at least by Friday you have the notices. The latest, because we just want to sort out this logistics first. But please, honourable members, make it a point that you attend, because this will be crucial for our own public diplomacy and outreach. All right. So, but you'll get the notice. The notice. So, honourable members, that is the program, the proposal. Perhaps I should just, you will also see, lastly, that the New York and Washington issues have been captured 27 June. And the workshop on the processes regarding regional integration as per the business plan is also captured. So any comments from you? And proposal for adoption once we Honorable Jacobus?
Yes, I was thinking we must just also slot in as a way of reminder our EPC, which I think is taking place when we come back. The 23rd of 24th of
Sometime there, you know, just slot it in, also just for our reminder. Okay. Because I think some planning is around that as well.
Okay.
But I agree with what you just with the amendment that you
would
take that. Right. Okay. But that's going to be in the next term program. Yeah. Because it's going to take place in the next term. Okay. Honorable, welcome. Honorable members. That's 31 May. Yeah, 31 May.
Forget about
the sorry. Yeah, you're right, man. Sorry. Excuse me. Yeah, it does. Sorry, yeah. It does. Let's just put it in there. Honorable members. Honorable. Let's put it in there. Okay. All right. 31. Can I have a proposal for? Can I have a mover? Honorable Mahau. Honorable Mahau moves. It's seconded by Honorable Mukhalapa. Honorable members, that concludes our meeting. Thank you so much.
Okay, Chairperson, can you apologize to the honorable voice that we have to start before you arrive?
I accept it.